Hello and welcome into Stacking Dubs. I'm your host, Chris Chin. The day before the season starts for the Golden State Warriors, we're going to take a look today about what the recipe would be for the Warriors to top last year and win 50 games or more this season, which would put them at about a, and depending on the year, about a 4 or 5 seed in the West. Last year, Warriors won 46 games. We already know that was only good enough to make it into the play-in and nothing further. So I'm going to tell you about why this team is going to fare a little bit better this year and how we're going to improve upon that 46-win season. First and foremost, last season, a lot of really close losses. Yes, we had Steph Curry win Clutch Player of the Year, but despite those efforts, the Warriors still found a lot of ways to lose down the stretch, an abnormal amount of losses in close games. And yes, there are reasons for it, and some of those reasons still do exist. But the hope is that the Warriors can even that out a little bit and win some of these close ones and maybe have a little bit of just positive regression in these, 2 to 5 point games where just a couple of little bounces or calls or just slightly better plays in the margins will lead to a couple, if not a handful more wins. Secondly, the Warriors had some just horrific collapses, surrendering 15 and in many cases 20 point leads. I forget what the stretch was, but there was like 6 just double digit collapses within a month at one point. And so if we can clean that up a bit, I think there's reason to be optimistic about it, with the defense being a little bit more sure this year and just better depth and balance around the roster. Reasons to believe that the Warriors can clean that up and eke out at least another 4 or 5 wins this year and get out of that play-in and straight into a playoff spot. So we'll take a look at it from a few different angles. We're going to start with kind of the improvements that we saw from last season and just from the offseason and things we're seeing in the preseason. And then I'm going to talk about kind of more a higher level about what this team must do together to win a few more games and get that 50 win mark. And then also just on an individual player basis, things I'm looking for some of these players to make that next leap. So improvements that we've seen just from a front office perspective, just the moves we made in the offseason, especially to offset some of the key losses. First and foremost, point of attack defense. First guy we're going to look at, DeAnthony Melton, just one of the best POA defensive players in the league. Put him on the team's best point guard, team's best shooting guard, even some threes, although probably more of a guard defender, but he can be the attacking defender, something that allows Andrew Wiggins to be more of a wing point of attack defender. Takes a little pressure off of having to play Gary Payton to the second as much. Really just the biggest addition of the offseason for many reasons. It was DeAnthony Melton, and what he does best is he attacks on defense. Warriors had a huge problem just staying in front of guys on the perimeter, which in turn just would put our defense into rotation and into more specifically over rotation. And that's why they surrendered just 1 3-point record personal best from no-name players on teams after the next. I think there was like 25 different players who had their season high or career high in scoring against the Warriors. It all starts with that point of attack perimeter defense. Second guy they got to address this issue, and more so just the defense as a whole, was Kyle Slow-Mo Anderson. Can be a wing point of attack, good defender, did very well against Luka Doncic in the Western Conference Finals last year when Anthony Edwards, when Jaden McDaniels weren't able to really slow him down. Kyle Anderson had a lot more success. He can defend on ball. He can defend off ball. He's a good, just kind of a big, he can play against your bigger wings like a LeBron, and you can play against like an Anthony Davis, which we saw in the preseason. Very versatile defender, gives you a lot you can do, and more importantly, you can kind of fill that 4 or 5 role, especially if Draymond's not on the floor. Which leads me to my next improvement from last season. In the addition of Kyle Anderson, we have some insurance for Draymond Green. Draymond's kind of nearing the end of his time, maybe only a couple years left. A lot of mileage on those tires. So anything we can do to reduce Draymond's load, and also if Draymond happens to miss games for who knows what kind of reason, but maybe he gets suspended or so, you have a little bit of insurance with KA. The third thing that the Warriors, I thought, did really well addressing this offseason was replacing some catch-and-shoot capabilities. We lost Klay Thompson, obviously, best catch and shoot 3-point shooter, maybe even over Steph Curry. I'll though I would take Curry, but maybe an NBA history with Klay Thompson. Replace that with Buddy Hield, who is maybe the next best thing. De'Anthony Melton, a much better catch and shoot three-point shooter than like Chris Paul would be. So Melton gives you a lot of that ability. And then even Lindy Waters, great addition. He's probably not going to be in the rotation for a bit, but he will see his minutes at some point in the season. You're trailing in a game. He kind of gives you that Damian Lee, very different player, Damian Lee type guy off the bench. You can get hot from three, kind of shoot you back into a game, give you a little bit of spacing when you need it. Just at some point or another will be a valuable piece to the Warriors. But in addition to just adding those three, the emphasis has been just apparent for, you know, Pajemski, Moody, Wiggins, get your three-pointers up. Catch and shoot, don't hesitate. Even Kuminga, just get it up, shoot with confidence. We got to get rid of all this ball stopping. And for everything that Klay Thompson was as a catch and shoot three-point shooter, if the shot wasn't there, the ball would stop. Klay, not quite the playmaker. He leaves a lot to be desired when he puts the ball on the floor. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw Klay Thompson catch a ball and swing it to the other side of the floor. You're just getting a lot of ball stopping, and that still exists with your Wiggins and Kuminga, even Draymond as a point forward. The ball stops. We need to get that ball moving, keep the spacing, keep the defense moving, and that's going to open up a lot more for the Warriors. So the emphasis on catch and shoot and just the depth, and that was a big improvement that the front office made in the offseason. On the other side, the holes that the Warriors didn't address, very obvious. If there was two things you could point out, you probably have it on the top of your mind. We did not get a number two scorer to lighten the load on Steph Curry and basically everything that number two scorer can unlock in the half court, in high leverage situations, in the playoffs. You just need a number two scorer available, and it's going to be done in committee by the Warriors until a bigger move is made. So obviously did not address that, nor did they address getting a stretch center or a stretch big. Try to handle both of these in one fell swoop by getting Lauri Markkanen. We found out that, I think just this morning, that the Warriors had talked about Karl Anthony Towns. They clearly want a stretch center so that they can unlock the lineups with Draymond at the four, and then that way Kuminga can slide over to the three and the spacing isn't messed up. We'll see if Kuminga can provide enough spacing to offset this. And we're going to talk about this in our team needs. But without a true stretch center, there's a huge hole in this Warriors lineup. And we're going to see what they can do to offset that and still eke their way to about 50 wins this season. So let's look at kind of a team level, what it's going to look like essentially if and when the Warriors are able to have a successful season where they're playing themselves into like a 4 or 5 seed. Again, I'm setting that 50 wins as a benchmark. If they're going to do that, most of these things are probably going to need to happen. So just from a team aspect, obviously we need good health, more so Steph Curry, Draymond Green, the old fellas. What hurts me to even say old fellas, the veterans. What kind of minutes are they going to be able to give us? What kind of usage? They need to play upwards of 65 games, hopefully closer to 70. I mean, we had pretty good health for Steph last year, knock on wood. Draymond obviously missed a lot of time due to suspension. So can they both be on the floor for close to about 70 plus games? More specifically, can we reduce the amount of usage on both? For Steph, that means getting someone else to be a ball handler, someone else to basically take a lot of that late game usage from him so he can have a lot of gas in the tank towards the end of the year, where he definitely kind of seemed to fall off just a bit that last month or so of his season last year. And then on Draymond, can we find enough depth behind him in the front court to reduce those minutes at center, which take a big wear and tear on him? Can we get those center minutes down to about, I don't know, about 15 minutes? You know, I'll call it 6 minutes at the end of each half, and then, you know, maybe a couple of minutes here or there. Secondly, the front court spacing remains the biggest question for the Warriors. So if they're going to be successful, they're going to find a solution for a stretch big. Essentially, that is, hey, they make a move mid-season or hopefully sooner to find a stretch big. Could it be a smaller move like a Kelly Olynyk or a bigger move? I mean, I guess Lauri Markkanen and Karl Anthony Towns are off the table, but can they find another stretch big available through trade? More realistically, the Warriors are going to have to plug this hole by Jonathan Kuminga emerging. That means he's emerging as a three on offense, not a four. He's able to ball handle, play make, and shoot the three at a high enough clip. I'm looking for 37% would be my number here to provide enough spacing for the offense to work, especially in the clutch. Thirdly, and this is probably Steve Kerr's, just the thing he's been pointing to the most in the offseason and, in the preseason, it seems very apparent. Can we be a top five team in transition? That's offense and defense. We know the Warriors like to get out and run. We're undersized. We play small a lot. You have to be able to make that count. So what you lose in size, you have to be able to make up with speed, spacing, shooting. Can we get up and down the court, run up tempo, put pressure on the ball, get out and run? On offense, that's going to unlock better shots. It's going to give just more lanes to attack the hoop. Once we're in that half court, you even see it in the preseason. It's really tough for the Warriors to attack the hoop once the defense is set. So we got to attack before that defense gets back. On defense, can the Warriors defend, not surrender open threes, minimize the amount of open layups and dunks, obviously, get back on D? Can our athletes, our Wiggins, our Kuminga, can they provide some rim protection in transition? Because they're the athletes on offense. Kuminga's probably the best transition offensive player in the league, or one of them. Can he do the same on defense, right? He can get out, run, and dunk, but can he get back and block shots and alter plays on defense? Speaking to defense, kind of more in the half court, can we protect the rim? TJD, you saw when TJD entered the lineup and started getting more minutes, really gave the Warriors a lift on defense. Draymond's able to roam and play a little bit of power forward. Can we find other ways to protect the rim when TJD is not the center? Looney's not a rim protector, but can we find ways to alter shots, get better position, just not surrender quite as many layups and dunks at the rim? Give me a couple more blocks at the rim, and that's that 4 to 5 points we're talking about that can be the difference in maybe a handful more games. On offense, the biggest question that we're going to see comes in the clutch. Can we generate in the half court in high-level moments outside of Steph Curry? Steph's going to get doubled. He's going to be doing everything he can to be Superman. But on the nights where he's unable to just carry the load by himself, how are we going to generate offense? Is it Jonathan Kuminga finding that way to be a number two scorer, create points for himself and for others? Is it Melton, you know, getting to the hoop, kind of creating, being a scorer and a facilitator? Is it Buddy Hield just, you know, being in that closing lineup as sixth man buddy and just being that scorer that could score on three levels? Moody, much in the same breath. Wiggins, can you really truly be two-way Wiggs and be that second scorer in addition to carrying a defensive load? Pajemski being the connector and finding ways to be a more efficient finisher at the rim and then just connecting that offense together. Each of these players has their own, call it a superpower on the right. They do one thing very well, but can they put it all together and on both sides of the floor to be a closing lineup contributor? If we're looking at the season and the pace that the Warriors need to take, can they get out to a fast start and say the first 20 games? I'm looking for them to get out to a 13-7 start or better. That puts them on track, I think, for about like 52 wins at that pace. Can they get out? They have a relatively light schedule out the gate. They need to be able to show that they can hold home court, where they were very bad last year. They just need that confidence and just say, hey, we can do this with our current roster. We can do this with this just shoot barrage of three-point shooting. They need to get out. They need some confidence, and they need their young players to get that, just to get going and into the season and comfortable as fast as possible. By midseason, can they hit that 25-16 mark, which would put them right on pace for 50 wins? So that's the number we're looking for, 25-16 or better. That would put pressure on the front office to say, hey, where are our weaknesses? Where are our strengths? It's probably that we have a lot of depth and it's playing well. Let's make a move. Let's go for it. It's going to be hard when we're winning, because then you're going to say, look, we're winning games, why would we change anything? But no, that's not where you're selling high, but that's where you're taking the chance of that opportunity to consolidate some of that great depth you have and go get a number two guy. Can we consolidate that into like a two-way front court all-star type caliber player? If that's the case, now the Warriors are not only going to win 50 games, they're going to be making a little bit of noise in the playoffs. So those are my things on a team level. let's look at like an individual level, just kind of like the biggest area of opportunity that I'd like to see from each player, and where I think, that'll make them a little bit better version of themselves, and then in a larger sample size for the team to winning more games. So Steph Curry, obviously, just do what you do. I think where he kind of fell off a little bit the last year was on his 2-point field goal percentage. He's getting a little bit to that mid-range a little bit more, which I like his mid-range as long as his feet are set. But can he finish at the hoop a bit better? Last year, 2-point, I've said in a couple different episodes, his 2-point field goal percentage was 51%. Compare that to his career average of 58%. So let's get that closer, at least to like 55, 56%. And that's an extra point or so a game, and that could be the difference. But I need Steph to finish a little better. You can get to the line a little bit more, but I don't want you taking the lumps. So let's just see a little bit better finishing somewhere along either at the hoop or in that mid-range for Steph. Draymond already talked about it, just his availability. And that just starts with less minutes at center. I'm not going to get into it anymore, but Draymond, I'd like to see less minutes at center so we can maximize him when he does play there. Wiggins, and this might be the biggest one for everybody. Can Wiggins get downhill? So by that, I mean attacking the hoop, basically kind of changing your mentality, changing your approach to offense and being aggressive. I want you, if you're not shooting a three right away, I want you thinking you're attacking the hoop, and then you're either being a playmaker, you're looking to drive and kick, which we actually saw in his outing against the Lakers. He drive and he had a couple nice passes off the dribble. Can that be a consistent thing? And then can you finish at the hoop, Andrew Wiggins? I still remember you just dunking all over Luka Doncic in the Western Conference Finals in 2022. Where is that, Wiggs? Right? Where's the elevate and just finish over people or through people? That's the mentality he needs to take. Worst case scenario, you're getting to the line. I mean, I know Kuminga is an amazing athlete, but Wiggins, so are you. You're not quite Kuminga, but there's no reason you shouldn't be getting to the line and finding ways to just finish with your raw athleticism like Kuminga does. So get a little more crafty, get a little more aggressive, and Wiggins, I need you to get downhill and really emerge and just be a more aggressive player. As far as Pajemski, it's the on-ball defense. We know he can get up, be off ball. He can take charges. He over-rotates a lot too, so get that out of your system. But can you be better on ball? You don't have to quite be a point of attack defender, but you need to be viable when you're switched on to, ones, twos, and threes. You need to be able to just like hold your own against wings because you're going to be switched a bunch. So you need to be a little bit stronger. You got to move those feet and be an athlete. You need to stop reaching and going for steals and fouling. Just be a better on-ball defensive player in general. And then on the offensive side of the ball, Pajemski, can you find ways to score and finish more at that hoop? You see him already. He can beat his defender and kind of get into the lane. It's what he does there, right? Can you find a little floater? Can you find crafty finishes? Or if you're not going to, find an open shooter. We know he can pass. I need to know that you can finish at the hoop. Kevon Looney, I mean, Looney is what he is, but you're seeing a better version of Looney so far this preseason, which gives me some hope. He looks to have, leaned out a little bit, be a little quicker and more agile. He's been quicker as a finisher and a scorer. You've seen a little bit of the mid-range shot, and he's made most of his mid-range jumpers. Is that something that's just a preseason thing? And or can you bring that into the regular season and actually make some shots and shoot it with confidence? Can you finish at the hoop? I'm so sick of you cutting to the hoop, jump stop, three head fakes, get swatted. Be a confident finisher. I know you don't elevate or finish over people, but I need you to be able to just kind of hit that little 3 foot, just a little push shot. Find a way to score. And there's an extra 2 points a game if Looney's just a better scorer. Also looking at our other bigs, TJD. I'm looking for you to really turn the corner and be a reliable 20 to 25 minute guy. You more or less already are, but that really comes with, can you guard the bigger centers in the league, right? Or is Looney going to have to do all that heavy work? Can you be, reliable against your Anthony Davises, more so your Valanciunases, your Steven Adams, like the big guys where they're just gonna be pushing you around. Can you hold up and be strong and not surrender easy buckets? Can you rebound at that point? And more specifically on offense, can you provide vertical spacing as a lob threat for this team? The biggest issue again with the front court is just the spacing, but it doesn't have to be around the perimeter to create spacing. You can do it vertically. I think he does it well. Can we find a way as guards and just as a team to get him in enough pick and roll where he's able to cut to the hoop, finish as a lob threat, or be a playmaker out of it? If TJD can do that and find some extra points and extra playmaking, now he's going to find himself playing, upwards of 25, 30 minutes, and that is potentially a way to really just give a different wrinkle to this Warriors team. And then lastly, the big guy, Jonathan Kuminga. What are your biggest areas of opportunity? It is literally everything. Do everything better. You need to rebound better, score more efficiently, shoot more efficiently, play, make, and pass more efficiently, make better decisions on defense, not get lost off ball. Be a better on-ball defender. Rebound, 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 rebound. Transition defense. Literally, Kuminga, the only reason I say all these things is because he just has nothing but the sky's the limit for him in every aspect of basketball. Can you make the leap in a lot of those categories? It's not going to be everything, but we need you to be more than just a scorer. We need you to really just take that leap on both sides of the ball and in transition. Okay, that's quite a lot to ask, but those are the things that I'd like to see. And again, if the Warriors are going to find success this season, those are the things that are going to happen, or at least some combination of them. So that's going to serve as my preview for the season. I'm going to make my prediction now that the Warriors win exactly 50 games. They're going to go 50 and 32, and they're going to make a move in the middle of the season for a big. I don't know that they're going to make a move for the number two scorer. I think we're all pretty pessimistic and sell on that right now. But I do think they'll make some kind of a smaller move because they'll have some early season success. And that depth is just, it's just not enough minutes to go around. So they're going to consolidate. They're going to find a move. They might even send a pick off or two. And you're going to see this Warriors team in the playoffs, and they're going to win their first round matchup against whoever the heck they're playing. And then we'll see what happens in the second round. No predictions beyond that. All right. There you have it, guys. Mark my words. We'll revisit some of these things as the season goes on. But let me know in the comments anything you agree with, things you think that are just too much of an ask. But I would like to see the Warriors win 50 games, and I hope you will too. All right, guys. Let's have a fantastic season. Let's see those Dubs bounce back. Let's get Steph Curry a little bit. Let's just get on that fifth ring. All right. Until next time, I'm Chris Chen. Thanks for tuning in. Peace, love, and stacking dubs.